A year after the Banking Royal Commission started to wrap up, the National Australia Bank is being taken to court for allegedly breaking the law more than 10,000 times in its fees for no service scandal. The corporate regulator, ASIC, has launched the action as the NAB prepares for its annual general meeting, where shareholders will be asking how the bank exposed itself to fines that could run into the billions of dollars. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan joins me now. And Peter, ASIC copped a lot of criticism for going soft on banks like the NAB and doing deals rather than taking court action. So a lot has changed in the last year.
Well, that's right, Kim. And ASIC's been working up to this action after Kenneth Hayne's final Royal Commission report was scathing of NAB in particular. Its then Chief Executive Andrew Thorburn and now retired Chairman Ken Henry lost their jobs as a result. And Mr. Hayne referred breaches of the Corporations Act to the regulator. The big one that we heard right through the Royal Commission was the fees for no service scandal, where NAB allegedly creamed off around $650 million from customers who were expecting ongoing services. ASIC alleges the NAB continued charging these fees without service, even when it knew there was no service, and that didn't stop until February this year when the Hayne report was released. NAB is accused of breaking its financial service license obligations and failing to act, quote, efficiently, honestly and fairly. So after being criticised for being slow to act, ASIC's Deputy Chairman Dan Crennan told me from New York a short time ago, the NAB action should be sending a chill through banking boardrooms right around the country.
If large entities such as NAB engage in long-term systemic misconduct of this sort or any other sort, then they can expect themselves to find themselves in court. And this is an instance of a very large case relating to very large numbers of contraventions over a very significant period of time.
You have around 10,000 breaches in relation to fees for no service, and this could add up to a very significant fine if you look at the theoretical numbers.
Yes, that's correct. It could add up theoretically to several billion dollars worth of civil penalties. However, as you know, Peter, that amount does represent the gravity, really, of the conduct.
The fees for no service allegations were raised in last year's Royal Commission, and the National Australia Bank was a key focus of that. So how hard has it been to get all the evidence you've needed to prosecute this case?
Well, it has been quite a comprehensive and reasonably long investigation, and that relates to the number of contraventions that we investigated, the period of time over which those contraventions took place. So this issuing the proceeding is the culmination of that very comprehensive work.
In the statement of claim, you single out the NAB's former Chief Customer Officer, Andrew Hagger, for special attention.
Well, the allegations in the statement of claim, of course, are against NAB. However, the narrative contains a number of statements about Mr. Hagger and his involvement in the various conduct. It doesn't actually make allegations against Mr. Hagger himself.
Both the NAB's former Chief Executive Andrew Thorburn and the former Chairman Ken Henry are now no longer with the bank, but could they be called as witnesses?
It's possible.
It's possible, so given that they were at the top of the bank when this was going on?
Yes, it's possible.
Is it possible that these bankers could be pursued under the Banking Executive Accountability regime over the fees for no service matter and potentially be disqualified?
Well, much of this conduct took place prior to the regime being in place, and therefore that couldn't happen. If this conduct was to take place today and into the future, certainly one would think that BEAR would be invoked by the relevant regulator.
On another matter, ASIC is also investigating Westpac over the money laundering and child exploitation scandal. Can you give us an update on how that investigation is progressing?
That investigation's ongoing.
And as part of that investigation, will ASIC be speaking to Westpac's former Chief Executive Brian Hartzer or the outgoing Chairman Lindsay Maxsted or any members of the Westpac Board?
Other than to confirm that the investigation is on foot, we otherwise don't comment on the content of an investigation.
That's ASIC Deputy Chairman Dan Crennan on the line from New York with Peter Ryan. And Peter, the timing of this just couldn't be worse given the NAB's annual general meeting this morning.
Yes, there's really nowhere to hide for banks at the moment, but in particular the NAB, which this time last year copped a massive protest vote against its remuneration report, which was a first strike. Now, a year on, there's a new chief executive in Ross McEwan and a new chairman in Phil Chronican, but that might not provide much cover for the NAB and averting a second strike. Shareholders will be obviously concerned about this new action by ASIC.
That's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Thank you.